Our story begins at the Westside Hospital. Connie has just entered Andrew's room and he is not there.
That's strange. The nurse said he was in here.
Connie, hi.
Hi, Gretchen. I just got here and Adam isn't here. The nurse said he was in his room.
Oh, no. Tell me you didn't leave, Adam. Maybe the doctors are running more tests.
Maybe. I guess I'll wait. I have a few minutes before my meeting starts at Westside today.
It seems like you and Adam are becoming close friends.
Yeah, I think so. He's been a breath of fresh air in my life during some really rough patches.
He's a great guy, and I know he thinks a lot of you.
Thanks. He told me about your brother. I'm so sorry.
Oh, thank you. We had been estranged, which makes it even harder. But I'm getting by one day at a time.
That's all you can do.
You know, I have to get over to the diner. If you see Adam, tell him I stopped by.
Okay, sure will.
Bye.
Welcome to Scripts and Scruples. At the psych ward nurse's station, Nurse Grimm is talking on the phone.
Hi, Jill. This is Wanda Grimm. I'm a nurse in the psych ward. I just heard that a friend's mother is here at Westside, and I want to stop by and visit. But I don't know the room number, and her mother's first name completely slips my mind. Is there a way you can help me? My friend's name is Ellie Walker. Are there any Walkers here right now? Two. John and Agnes. Oh, it must be Agnes. What's the room number? 321? Got it. Thank you so much, Jill. Goodbye.
You sure have been on the phone a lot today, first with Murphy's Law and now this. So your friend's mother is sick?
Well, not exactly. Let's just say I'm doing a bit of investigative work here.
Wasn't Ellie Walker the waitress at Murphy's?
You have a good memory, Zoe, unlike your friend Heidi.
I've always been able to remember random things like that.
Look, I have a break coming up. I'll be on the third floor.
Good luck. I hope you find what you're looking for.
I'm not sure what I'm looking for, but thanks.
At Manhattan Monthly, Blake and Marilyn have just returned from lunch and are talking with Evelyn.
Oh, hi, Mr. Whitney.
Hello, Miss Marsden.
Mr. Whitney, you just missed a call from your Aunt Simone.
Oh, damn it. I really wanted to talk to her.
Well, I filled her in on your award and that you were calling to ask her to attend the banquet with you. I hope you don't mind, but she was thrilled and said she wouldn't miss it. I faxed her over all the information.
That's great, Evelyn. You're the best. Thank you. I'll call her later and talk it over with her.
I didn't know you were getting an award, Blake.
Oh, it's no big deal, really.
No big deal? Mr. Whitney is just receiving the National Advocate of the Year Award from the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition for all his work promoting education and awareness about the disease. I think it's a very big deal.
Blake, that's wonderful. What an honor. And your aunt will be escorting you to the event?
Well, he sure couldn't take a tacky witch like you, could he?
Well, Aunt Simone's my mother's sister. My mother died from ovarian cancer, and Aunt Simone's been very active in Europe raising funds for research. It's a charity that's been very important to both of us. Come into the office and have a seat. Evelyn, would you hold my calls, please?
Certainly, Mr. Whitney.
Marilyn, it didn't offend you that I didn't invite you to the award ceremony, did it? I figured you wouldn't be up for it with everything that happened with your brother.
Oh, no, Blake. It's not a problem.
The ceremony's in 2 days, and Aunt Simone's flying in that day.
I have to admit that I was a little taken aback because you didn't mention the award to me. We've been having so much fun together, and, well, it made me question whether I'd been reading more into what's going on between us than I should have. But I understand why you invited your aunt.
Good. Because believe me, Marilyn, I've been having a great time with you as well.
At the Bedford Hills Correctional Facility, Larissa has just entered the visitation room and sees Carl Bradford.
Hi. Are you here to see me?
Yes, Larissa. It's me, Carl Bradford.
Carl? Letters, Carl? What are you doing here?
Well, I was in the neighborhood.
Oh, you just happened to be in Bedford Hills.
I honestly was. I'm working on a case. And I couldn't resist coming here to visit you.
Well, when I heard I had a visitor, I just assumed it was my sister-in-law or my husband.
I hope this is all right, Larissa. I know this must be a bit awkward for you. For me, too. God.
Carl, look. I've read your letters, and I appreciate them. I really do. But I never intended for us to meet in person.
I see. I understand. I know this probably seems very strange to you.
Well, I have to admit, I didn't expect to start getting letters from someone I don't even know. Why did you start writing to me anyway?
As I said in my letters, I read your story in the paper, and it affected me somehow. I wanted to get in touch with you.
Wait a minute. Let me get this straight. You read about me stabbing a man, and that made you want to be my friend?
I know it sounds odd, but yes.
You said in your letters that you related to my story. In what way?
Well, I... Let's just say I've been through a similar incident before with my family.
Oh, I see.
You know, talking to you in person, I have an even harder time believing that you would stab someone in cold blood like that.
Well, I have a hard time believing it myself. But then I just wake up in a cold cell every morning, and I'm forced to believe it. Get it? I replay that day over and over in my mind.
It looks like you decided to keep the baby.
Yes. I'm not going to give up my baby just because my husband is a louse.
Has he been to visit you?
No. Apparently he disappeared. His own sister doesn't even know where he is. I'm sure he shacked up with another wealthy woman living off of her money. Carl, why are you staring at me like that?
Oh, sorry. You're a very beautiful woman, Larissa. The pictures don't do you justice.
Carl, if you think I look beautiful after 3 months in prison, you need to have your eyes examined.
Look, I'd better be going. I'm sorry to spring my surprise visit on you like this. Like I said, I was in the neighborhood on a case.
It seems a bit surreal, but I'm glad you came by. Now I have a face to put with the letter, and it was nice to have a visitor.
Cool. Maybe if I'm in the area again sometime.
Well, I'm not going anywhere, at least for the next 5 years, so feel free to stop by.
I think I will.
At Wilson's Diner, Alexandra and Lucas have just sat down at a corner table.
So why did you bring me to Wilson's today, Alexandra? I got the feeling you have something on your mind.
We need to talk about what we're going to do about you. And about school, Lucas. The school year has started already, and you're not in school in Monroe, and you're not in school here either.
I don't need to go to school.
You're not going to become some high school dropout, Lucas.
So what do you propose I do?
I don't know. I can't put you in school because I'm not your legal guardian. Now, you could go to school here if your father signed some papers approving it. But then you'd still need a place to stay.
I knew it. You brought me here to kick me out.
Hi, what can I get you? Oh, I remember you.
I'm sure you do. Lucas ordered half the menu the last time we were here.
That's right.
I'll have a cheeseburger, well done, fries, and a Coke.
I'll have a Caesar salad to start, and just bring me water to drink.
You got it, coming right up. Sam, I need a cheeseburger, well done, and fries. Thanks.
Hey there.
Adam, why are you not in the hospital?
You already know I couldn't stay there. I told you that last night.
How's your head?
My head feels clearer than it's been in weeks. They gave me the medication to get rid of the blood clot.
But what if you need more?
I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Well, if you won't go back to the hospital, go home. What are you doing here?
I came to work. I need the money, Gretchen.
I'm not letting you work, Adam. What if something happens to you?
It won't. Just act as if nothing happened.
I don't think I can do that.
Please, let me work.
Fine. Here are the drinks for that corner table. The woman had the water and the boy had the Coke. Can you take it over to them?
Sure. No problem.
Join us again tomorrow for another exciting episode of Scripps and Scruples, a Radio Logo production.